Action skill 4E, I have called classic babbling. This is the act of sequencing consonants and vowels in well-defined repeating syllables, which we can represent as CV, CV, CV. And this is made while prolonging voice. Therefore, all of these classic babbling sequences are made with the voiced consonants only. So we have sequences with nasals, ma, 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 mo, 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 mi, 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 na, na, nu, nu, no, 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 nga, 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 and so forth. We have glides, wo, 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 la, 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 ya, 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 ra, 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 ra. We have the voice stops, ba, 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 da, 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 ga, ga, ga. And we have all of these done with the five basic vowels, a, e, u, o, and a. Classic babbling is often where we start in therapy. And I hope that you can see by this point that if your therapy with a young client started here, you probably, in many cases, have started too high. They may not have the skills to produce these kinds of sequences, and those skills come from the stages of preparing, speechifying, and honing. You may have a client who can produce one of these sequences. For example, he can produce ba, ba, ba. But don't be fooled in thinking that he's really reached this stage. If he can only produce one of these sounds or one of these sequence types at this point, that means he's got some holes in his learning that occurred during the earlier stages. And he's not really ready to be working on oscillating. He can practice that sound, but by practicing that sound alone, you might run into a situation where the child can produce that sequence and no other ones, and he might be stuck with ba, ba, ba for a very long time. Therapy needs to be directed toward the earlier stages to hone those skills or to shore up those skills that will lead him into oscillating and doing classic babbling with all the consonants that he needs. And classic babbling, again, we're defining as babbling with the voiced sounds. When we move into the next action skill, 4F, which I call advanced babbling, this is babbling with the voiceless stops and with the hissing sounds. So we have babbling with P, T, and K, and we have babbling with F and V and all of the rest of the hissing sounds. Now, you might wonder why I've divided this up. It is my experience in observing infants that most of them engage in classic babbling with the voiced sounds, but very few of them engage in advanced babbling. If you think about an 8-month-old baby, for example, babbling, you rarely think about him saying something like pie, 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 or key, 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 key. You're much more likely to hear bye, 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 bo, 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 and ga, 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 gee, 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 again using the voiced sounds. So advanced babbling is something that not only do infants rarely engage in, I don't think that they need to. By the time they're able to sequence those sounds within syllables, they're already at the word level. However, our clients often do need to spend time engaging in both classic babbling and advanced babbling, and for that reason I differentiated them. The therapy tools for both will be essentially the same, and they're listed in Action Skill 4E under classic babbling. Again, we're going to continue with all our airflow toys. We're going to be modeling these sounds for the children to hear them. We're going to perhaps pretend to be babies and dolls engaging in these sounds, especially for kids who are a little older, a little brighter, and who clearly know that those are baby sounds. For children who refuse to say these kinds of sounds because they think they're baby sounds, I often challenge them by saying, I bet you can't say ba, ba, ba. And then when they do it, of course, to meet the challenge, I act shocked and confused about the fact that they actually are able to do it. Oh my gosh, I can't believe you can do that sound. Well, let me try another one. Okay, I don't think you can say go, go, go. And then, of course, they try to meet that challenge and so forth. Forbidding babbling is another way to engage children in these sounds. For example, if they think that they're baby sounds and they don't want to say them, then I will tell them specifically, don't say whatever it is. Okay, now whatever you do, don't say bo, bo, bo. I don't want to hear that. And then, of course, the child says bo, 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 and so forth. The alphabet is another way to play with this skill of classic babbling and advanced babbling. The alphabet itself will often be done in a classic babbling format when first being learned. You'll hear many children sing the alphabet song like this. Dee 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 dee, where they're essentially just producing D plus vowel over and over and over. Puppets can be used during this time, or any kind of characters where the character is assigned to have a certain sound. For example, a frog puppet can say g g g g g, and that is his sound of the day. Action skill 4F is the last piece of our oscillating stage. Advanced babbling, again, is rare. And the thing to keep in mind with advanced babbling and with classic babbling and all of these babbling sequences in the oscillating stage is that they are done generally void of intonation and stress patterns. When we add intonation and stress patterns, we're actually talking about jargon, and that will occur at a later stage.